Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In the last farm bill, conservative Republicans demanded the biggest cuts in food stamps in a generation, leading the House to defeat the bill in June 2013. It then took Congress more than 6 months to put the pieces together, and Agriculture.com reports the same outcome is possible now after conservative Republicans defeated the new farm bill, calling for stricter work requirements for food stamp recipients and looser payment limit rules for farmers. Cattle producers and truckers are happy to see some regulations related to livestock transportation amended in a new bipartisan Senate bill. According to AgWeb.com, the Transportation Livestock Across America Safely Act fixes problems in the hours of service through the electronic logging device rule. The act would extend hours of service for livestock haulers, exempt time spent loading and unloading, and give flexibility when resting during the trip. CNBC's Disruptor 50 list is out again, featuring private companies that are changing the world, and three ag companies are on it this year. At 18 is Indigo Agriculture, which creates seed treatments for corn, wheat, soybeans, rice, and cotton with biologicals. Number 21 is Ginkgo Bioworks, that designs custom microbes by designing and printing DNA and is researching how corn, wheat, and rice can make their own nitrogen. And number 48 is Appeal Sciences, that's working to stop food waste from rotting by developing an edible substance applied to fruits and vegetables without refrigeration. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.